Good morning. I'm Meredith Tigges.
I'm Ella Muller.
And I'm Veronica Capacious. You're listening to The Bear Facts. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last weekend, Garrigan hosted the Top of Iowa Conference Quiz Bowl Tournament. While Mason City Newman ended up taking the championship, there was some good news for us as well. The Bears had two teams entered in the tournament, and both of them made playoffs. The team of Ben Gredeman, Sam Plath, Brendan Plath, Benji Trainer, and Nathaniel Darling finished in third place overall, while Xander Darling, Ava Eisenbarth, Maya Kemna, and Garrett Hying ended up fourth.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. Five Golden Bears are down in Waukee for the Iowa Quiz Bowl League Fall Open. Xander Darling, Marguerite Faulkler, Gavin Swift, Lauren Swift, and Nathaniel Darling will be competing for the Bears. They'll play seven rounds of questions and answers facing mostly large schools from the Des Moines area. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
At our school mass last Thursday, nine seniors were commissioned as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Meredith Tigges, Ella Muller, Annie Burns, Maya Kemna, Caitlin Sink, Riley Rosemeyer, Lexi Galligan, Lily Dykey, and Marguerite Faulkler will serve as Eucharistic ministers at school and parish masses. Congratulations to them.
Next week is Thanksgiving, and every year on the day before Thanksgiving, we have a special mass at Garrigan honoring those who have died among our alumni. More than 300 graduates will be remembered at this year's Memorial Mass. They span the years from the school's first graduating class in 1960 all the way into the 21st century.
The Mass for deceased alumni this year will be next Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. This Mass is always held in the Friedman Auditorium at Garrigan, the biggest religious service we have as a school. Students from both Seton and Garrigan will be there, and we expect many family members of those who are being remembered. As it is true for all of our Masses, the general public is also welcome.
A big part of Thanksgiving in Algona is the Stuff the Trailer Drive that's held each year to help out the Kossuth County Food Pantry. We at Garrigan helped out with that event. Students brought in food as part of an out-of-uniform day we had this past week. We managed to fill many large boxes with our donations, one of several food drives we have throughout the year.
Last week, seven Garrigan students performed as part of the Top of Iowa Conference Honor Band. While the event was held over at NIOC in Mason City, this year, Garrigan Band Director Catherine Weimers was in charge of organizing it. The students who performed were divided into different bands, and it was the students who introduced the different pieces.
The students honored include seniors Meredith Tigges, Xander Darling, and Marguerite Faulkler, junior Benji Trainer, sophomore Ethan Cooper, and freshman Molly Peterson. They played a wide range of music, from marches to salsa. Among their favorite pieces were a song called Prairie Portrait and another called Full Throttle that mimicked the sound of race cars.
The Golden Bear Dance Squad has been very busy this fall preparing for the Iowa Dance and Drill Team State Championships. State Dance will be held the week after Thanksgiving at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. All of Garrigan's entries will compete on Wednesday, December 1st. The dance squad will complete their kick routine at 10:22 a.m. and with their palm routine at 3 p.m.
Three Golden Bear dancers will also be entering solo performances. The solo competition will be at 11:30 a.m., and Avery Lichter, Ella Schaefe, and Lily Dykey will all be competing for the Bears. Those three will also be part of the group routines, as well as Caitlin Sink, Meredith Illig, Riley Rosemeyer, Emma Bacha, and Avery Birdie.
Other dancers competing at state include Ava Kemna, Violet Bodie, and Kara Dykey, plus Ellie Rosemeyer, Eva Snyder, and Zoe Von Bank. Ashley Meyer and Katie Warrington are the dance coaches at BGHS. All the competition is Wednesday, December 1st, in Des Moines. Good luck to the Golden Bear Dance Squad as they compete at state.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Emma Granginette. Here to tell you about her is Maya Kemna.
With basketball season about to start, it's appropriate to feature Emma Granginette. She's been to state basketball twice, and she's hoping to head back this winter. Emma has also ran at state track. She plays volleyball, and she's a senior class co-president. She's also in speech, and she's on tech crew for the plays and musicals at Garrigan. Emma wants to go to the University of Iowa next year, and we wish her good luck, both in basketball season and in her future.
Thanks, Maya. Because of the Thanksgiving holiday, we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. It starts today with Quiz Bowl down in Waukee.
Monday night, the boys' basketball team will host a pride scrimmage with Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ashire. We'll have a parish busing Tuesday afternoon and all day Wednesday because the Algona Community Schools are beginning their holiday early.
Wednesday at 9 a.m., we'll have the deceased alumni memorial mass in Friedman Auditorium. We'll dismiss at 1:30 that afternoon for the Thanksgiving holiday.
There's no school next Thursday or Friday. Then on Saturday, the girls' basketball team will begin their season by taking on Class 5A Iowa City West at Coe College in Cedar Rapids.
Advent begins on Sunday, the 26th, and will begin the day Monday with an Advent prayer service. That night, the boys' basketball team will host Fort Dodge St. Edmund.
Tuesday, November 30th, there's a basketball quad with the Bears hosting Belmont Clemmy. Then on Wednesday, December 1st, there's state dance in Des Moines.
There's a basketball quad at Mason City Newman on Thursday, December 2nd. Finally, on Friday the 3rd, the Quiz Bowl team will participate in the Winter 3-2-1 online contest.
That's the Bear Facts for November. We'll be off next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but be sure to join us again 2 weeks from now for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.